Voters unseat the incumbents in the Hainesboro municipal elections, and bear break-ins continue, but now they've learned to open car doors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Haines voters elected three newcomers to the borough assembly this month. Voters also chose a new mayor. Douglas Olrude unseated Mayor Jan Hill in the election this year. Hill served as mayor for over a decade, first in the early 2000s and again with two recent consecutive terms. At an assembly meeting last night, Hill congratulated the winners of the election and thanked the public for voting.
It's been a privilege to serve my community. And as I stated at the beginning of this meeting, I'm not going anywhere. I do have some serious concerns, and you will be hearing from me. I am, again, looking forward to exploring some of the opportunities that are being presented to me. And who knows where you're going to see me next.
While Jerry Lapp retained his seat on the assembly, Cheryl Stickler, Katie Kirby, and Carol Tyneman will take the places of Brenda Josephson, Zefferson Cerny, and Stephanie Scott. In a phone call with KHNS, Carol Tyneman said that voters sent a clear message about what they want from their local government.
What I thought was most important is the turnout of so many people to vote and the diversity of choices that they had. And I think people made a clear statement about that they want a balanced assembly, they want strong leadership, and they want open government.
Voter turnout was 53% this year. Cheryl Stickler says she was very pleased that so many people came out to vote. However, she was surprised by some of the results. She says she did not expect Brenda Josephson to lose her seat on the assembly.
She's done such a tremendous job for our community, and her work on moving the committee processes forward is phenomenal, and she's really set the bar high for us to continue that committee work.
Stickler also said that there was not enough information for voters when it came to Proposition 1. Voters approved the ballot measure, which means $450,000 will be drawn from the permanent fund to shore up the borough's budget. Katie Kirby was in favor of Proposition 1, but she says now the assembly will need to work on putting more money back into the permanent fund by pursuing things like land sales.
Now the job is to be figuring out how to put money back into it to replace what we've taken out, to maintain the level of interest revenue we're generating on it.
The final election results will be confirmed and new elected officials will be sworn in at the next assembly meeting on October 27th. Bear break-ins continue in Haines despite record-high defense of life and property kills. KHNS's Claire Strimple has more.
At least one brown bear in Haines has figured out how to open car doors. That's a new trick here, and for some residents, it's better than the alternative.
He could have just busted those windows out if he wanted, or even ripped the door off the frame. I've seen what he's done to the seats to other people's in town.
Cassandra Nash says she feels pretty lucky as she points out the paw prints all over her truck.
And he used his mouth to open it. You can kind of see it's rained a little bit since then, but... And then the inside of the door here, and then he was all over the car seat. nothing left.
Nash says her daughter's car seat is usually covered in crumbs from after-school snacks, but the bear licked them all up and left the rest of the truck unscathed.
And the car's clean, yeah. Grizzly Detailing Service. I highly recommend it.
Other Haines residents haven't gotten off so easy. Bears have been trapped in vehicles if the door shuts behind them, and then torn up the interiors in an attempt to escape. At least 22 bears have been shot and killed by law enforcement and residents in defense of life and property this year. Some are mourning the deaths, but if social media posts are any indicator, others don't think 22 dead bears is enough. Bear researcher Anthony Krupe says it's not all bears that are causing damage.
We tend to generalize that, well, all bears are doing this, when in reality, it's probably a specific animal or two that is creating all of these calls and complaints and property damage. And so when we generalize to the greater population, it really does a disservice to the animal and the resource in general.
Krupe's been studying bears in this region for Alaska's Department of Fish and Game for 20 years. He says the uptick in damages isn't due to a higher bear population. Rather, late berries, a long winter, and slow fish runs made it hard for bears to find food this year.
Last year in August, we saw most of the animals up at 2,000, 2,500 feet. And when you have a berry crop failure like that, it kind of compresses the density all into these lower elevations.
Lower elevations like town. The science behind the property damage isn't bringing anyone's garage door or shredded upholstery back, though. The Haynesboro Police Department has recorded almost 400 bear calls this year. That's roughly two times last year's total. In the past 2 weeks alone, there have been 30 incidences of property damage or break-ins, overwhelmingly of vehicles. And that's as the total number of bears is going down. The 22 bears shot by DLP doesn't take into account the 14 killed so far in the permitted bear harvest. That's more than double the harvest quota for the region. The hunt this year will run its course. Management biologists will decide whether to limit or close next year's hunt when the data from this season is in. Reporting in Haines, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Alaska School Activities Association has canceled this year's state championship events for fall high school sports and activities. That includes football, gymnastics, volleyball, swimming, and diving. The association announced the decision yesterday. It says it decided to call off the events because of a rising number of coronavirus infections in Anchorage and other parts of the state and the potential impact of travel during the holiday season. The head of the association described the decision as difficult because of the impacts on student athletes, but also obvious given the state of the virus in Alaska. The association has also postponed the start of winter activities until its board adopts a revised calendar. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.